Haskell, April 9th, 1900. Dear Brother Haskell, I have a few words to say in regard to what you say about building a home in Stanmore. This, my brother, will never be. The bubonic plague is in Sydney and is steadily developing. There are fresh cases every day. From the experience I have recently had, nothing could induce me to locate in Sydney or any of the suburbs. If you want a location near Sydney, after the bubonic plague is stamped out, will be time enough to make it a subject of consideration. I would not locate nearer Sydney than the sanitarium grounds, which are a few miles from Hornsby, among the hills. We could get a site near the sanitarium. The climate is good, and you with your wife could be a great blessing at the sanitarium. I shall never, never settle in or close to a city if it is possible for me to be elsewhere, and I do not mean to advise you to do so. Keep out of the cities. I shall always be glad to be as many miles as possible away from the smoke and clamor of the city. There will be an opportunity to work places that have never been worked in and around Hornsby, and all the way from Hornsby to Currumbong, and you can plan much of this work. Several of the places near the sanitarium location must be worked. I expect, if I go to America, to return again in 1 or 2 years, but I dare not set any time. I will leave the Lord to decide the question. I am sure you need not have any trouble in regard to the $1,000. Do not worry about it, for it will come out all right. Rest in the Lord and be anxious for nothing. I tell you that we must keep out of the cities until it is safe to labor in them. Work can be done with tent meetings and camp meetings in the cities. I think it would be well not to enter the places near the sanitarium until we have a good, strong company of workers. We see much to do in this country, and we desire to be just where the Lord would have us. My next work is to get out a testimony directly to the point regarding the way in which our work is to be carried on, presenting the testimonies given for the last 20 years, and especially those given during the last 10 years. I think the time has come to call things by their right name.